One of the greatest challenges to overcome when shooting your video is the fact that you often have to look in the deep, dark, black hole of emptiness that is your camera lens. We talk about how you can overcome that in this episode. I'm Luke Clayton, and welcome to Church Media HQ. Today's episode is brought to you by Connection Culture. You know, we live in a society that is overrun by toxic media and negative messaging. Well, Connection Culture helps you and your family navigate this crazy media-driven culture and discover how you can actually use the power of connection to increase truth and inspire hope in the lives of others. You can watch Connection Culture on YouTube or Facebook. You can also find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For all the ways to watch or listen, just visit mustincrease.com/cc. That's mustincrease.com/C. Don't just be a mindless consumer. Learn how to be a creative contributor by subscribing to Connection Culture, and I look forward to seeing you there. Welcome to our weekly episode where we teach you a new concept, provide some creative insight, and maybe even help you avoid a mistake so that you can achieve excellence in your media and marketing. If you find this content helpful, then help out someone else by taking a moment to share it with others like yourself, other leaders, creatives, just like yourself. We'd really appreciate that. Now, I'll be honest, I didn't start shooting videos consistently to just a camera until, you know, maybe about 12, 18 months ago. Before then, I almost always had my cameraman and producer in the room. But, you know, this thing called COVID happened, this pandemic happened, and all of a sudden, you know, we had to kind of figure out how to do things a little bit more remotely. I mean, yes, but before, if you've been following us for any length of time, you may remember this. There was a time when we had an off-site kind of dedicated studio slash office space where we shot all of our episodes. And again, when the whole COVID pandemic thing started, things had to change. We made adjustments. And so I had to move my studio to my home office. And really now, for all this time, that's where I've been. If you're watching right now, take a look. This is my home office slash studio. This computer back here that you're seeing, I really do, when I'm not recording here, that's really where I do my work. And so before this, it wasn't something that I did. And to be honest with you, it was really difficult to do, to start out having to do a lot of these episodes where I am just talking to the camera. It feels kind of awkward. You're all here all by myself. I am literally in this room, in this house at this moment, all by myself, talking to you. But really, when I take a step back, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the camera, to the microphone. I'm a weirdo. I'm just talking to myself. These are a lot of stigmas that, yeah, if you really let it take root in your head, it can really mess with you. And that's something that I have had to overcome. So the big thought for today is, in order to film effective videos, you have to know your content, as we've already talked, but you have to be able to deliver it with confidence in a way that is appropriate for a video audience. So here are three keys to confidently delivering your content. The first, you obviously have to develop your content. See the last videos and do not ignore that. Do not go entirely off the cuff. You need to develop your content. We spent two previous episodes talking about that. And so go back, watch, or listen to those. Do not let that go by the wayside. You have to develop your content, because if you don't have your content developed, you're going to turn on the camera and you're going to stutter all over yourself and you're going to ramble and you're going to feel even more awkward. When you know your content, when you feel comfortable, it gives you a whole new level of confidence. The next thing is to rehearse your content. Look, you may find that you need to take multiple takes. In the case of making this particular episode series, I did have to review this several times, and I'm going to let you in a little bit of the inside track, if you will, kind of some inner circle knowledge here. I've actually produced almost this exact series another time. Like I sat down one day and I recorded this series more or less already several weeks ago. And you know what? I didn't like it. I didn't like the format. I didn't like how I did it. Now I'm going back and I'm doing it again. So I'm pretty familiar with this content. I kind of refreshed my kind of got my notes out from it, revised it a little bit, refreshed my memory on it. But rehearsing that content, it's valuable. And you might find that with video, that is a nice thing. You could take multiple takes. Now, there is an extreme where you can just, oh man, I said Oh man, I didn't like the way that I blinked my eyes in that take, so let's do it again. You can get over obsessive about it. However, for the most part, there's no harm in rehearsing, in doing, you know, multiple takes if you feel that that's necessary, especially for shorter videos. In fact, when I'm doing some type of a shorter, quick type of video, a promo, a plug, or something like that, there are several times where I will do multiple takes just for sake of having the different options. So rehearse your content, do the multiple takes. There's nothing wrong with that. And then speak in a conversational tone. And here's something I really see, especially when we're trying to, okay, so again, pandemic hits, and now we've got a bunch of pastors who are used to preaching at their church every Sunday and standing up and in a live environment and preaching and proclaiming and speaking loudly. Now we've got a bunch of these pastors having to learn how to teach in a video setting like this one. And there are many, if you go back and you can watch these videos, I saw several that did this, and they start talking and they're, hey, we're so glad you're here today. We're awesome. We're glad to have you here with us for our online services, and we love having you here. And they're talking to this video audience as if it was a live audience. And for those of you out there listening in particular, if you got your headphones in, you're probably like, dude, that's too loud. That was super annoying. And that's how a lot of these pastors were. And so when we're in this setting, this video setting, we're really in a one-on-one setting. It doesn't matter how many people are watching on the other side of the screen in terms of the audience. The most likely audience that I have in terms of the amount of viewers watching one screen is most likely one at a time. So I'm talking to you. And so if you need to kind of, this is kind of what's helped me. And I got this from Kerry Newhoff in one of his podcasts several months, or really probably a couple of years ago at this point. You have to imagine a specific person that you're speaking to. This has been key to me. Many times I am picturing one or two or maybe somebody else that I know who's interested in this type of content. Maybe we've had private discussions about it. I don't think about them. And I imagine that I am delivering this content and kind of giving these episodes and delivering them to you, to that individual. So when you imagine that there's a specific person on the other side of that screen, just kind of take their face, if you will, and try to, in your mind, imaginarily substitute their face for the camera lens, and just as if you are talking to them, and just pretend that you're presenting it to this person. So here is the call to action for today. Know your content. You look, I can't emphasize enough. You got to know your content. But know your content. Don't memorize it. Don't simply recite your content. Present it with passion and confidence. Now, in the next episode, we're going to be getting more technical as we discuss the single most important technical aspect of your video, which is actually not the video at all. And until then, I want you to stay innovative, keep dreaming, and please don't stop creating. And I'll see you in the next episode.